Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
The nation's big media companies will be in court today as they try to get a judge to make public the Trump Mar-a-Lago FBI search warrant affidavit. The AP's Donna Warder.
Media companies, including the Associated Press, are expected this afternoon to ask the federal magistrate to release the affidavit, arguing that it would help the public determine if the Justice Department had legitimate reasons for that search. Attorneys for the Justice Department argue in a court filing that the investigation into Trump's handling of highly classified material is ongoing, and the document contains sensitive information about witnesses. I'm Donna Warder.
Donald Trump's chief financial officer will be in court in New York today. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. I'm Tim McGuire.
Coroner's results show that the actor Anne Heche died from burns and inhalation injury after a car crash August 5th. Her death ruled an accident. Ukraine's President Zelensky is holding talks today with the UN Secretary General and Turkey's leader. They'll talk about that now Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine, grain exports, and what's being done to help end the war. The weather's causing problems around the world, and this morning, China is reporting a sudden rainstorm triggered a landslide that led to the deaths of at least 16 people. 18 others are still missing. Here in the U.S., the National Weather Service is warning of triple-digit heat in Washington state today. This is AP News. Rudy Giuliani was in an Atlanta courtroom yesterday as a special grand jury investigates possible illegal attempts to influence the 2020 election in Georgia.
Giuliani spoke with AP reporter Larry Neumeister at JFK Airport as he returned to New York, providing few details after hours of questioning before the grand jury in Atlanta.
The district attorney said at the end, Mr. Giuliani has satisfied his obligation under the subpoena. So I was very happy that I satisfied my obligation.
His attorney, Bob Costello, did not address whether his client declined to answer any questions, but said the 5.5-hour session went well with no disputes. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis opened the investigation after the disclosure of a phone call between Donald Trump and Georgia election official Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
It's one of several investigations into Trump's actions in office. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Dodgers continue to dominate. LA won for the 14th time in 16 games in Milwaukee, where AP's Chuck Fremont was on the scene.
Tony Gonsolin became the National League's first 15-game winner. Seven scoreless innings led the way in the Dodgers' 2-1 win over the Brewers. Gonsolin, now 15-1, gave up just two hits. Dodgers closer Craig Kimbrell worked around trouble in the ninth, stranded two runners to end the game. Austin Barnes and Max Muncy hit solo home runs for the Dodgers' offense.
The Brewers fell to three games behind the Cardinals in the NL Central race as St. Louis beat Colorado 5-1. Jordan Montgomery won his third straight start for his new team.
I'm just trying to be a workhorse for the guys, go out there every 5 days and go as deep as I can.
The Mets snapped the Braves' 8-game winning streak 9-7, highlighted by Brett Beatty's 2-run homer in his first major league at bat.
I was just looking for a pitch to drive, and he left one over the plate, so it was... I was just looking to get it up in the air, and I did, so it was awesome.
The Phillies, meanwhile, lost 1-0 to the Reds, while the Padres crushed the Marlins 10-3. In the American League, Josh Donaldson hit a grand slam in the bottom of the 10th to give the Yankees a much-needed 8-7 win over the Rays.
You know, as a kid, that's what we all, you know, put ourselves in those moments for. When I hit it and I saw which direction the field that it was going, I knew that it was gone.
The Blue Jays won for just the third time in 11 games, beating the surging Orioles 6-1. Ross Stripling carried a perfect game into the seventh inning before giving up a hit.
I was aware of the situation and just kind of going out there and staying in attack mode and trying to stay efficient, because I knew if anything was going to end it, besides giving up a hit or whatever, it was going to be my pitch count.
The Astros, Guardians, Twins, and Mariners all won their games. On the day the NBA schedule was released, LeBron James scheduled himself to play at least through the 24-25 season by signing a 2-year extension. The AP reports that some progress has been made between the NFL and the Players Association on finalizing the length of Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson's suspension, currently set for 6 games. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Vice President Mike Pence hasn't said a lot about the Capitol riot.
I must tell you that the American people have a right to know what happened that day.
Then President Donald Trump was not happy with Pence for not stopping the counting of electoral votes on January 6th of last year. A fake gallows was constructed that day on the National Mall, and people chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." In New Hampshire, Pence was asked about appearing before the House committee investigating the riot.
If there was an invitation to participate, I would consider it.
Pence says he would give it due consideration.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It'd be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned.
Mike Pence has strategically been trying to distance himself from his ex-boss. Prosecutors in R. Kelly's federal child sex and pornography trial say there are two sides to Kelly. His lawyers say they want a fair trial. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
U.S. Assistant Attorney Jason Julian said during opening statements, the world knows R. Kelly from songs like I Believe I Can Fly, but Kelly also has a hidden dark side. Julian warned jurors that some of the video evidence will be hard to watch. Defense Attorney Jennifer Bongean said the government wants to paint Kelly as a monster and jurors should not fall for a mob justice climate. Kelly is facing charges that include child pornography and fixing his 2008 trial on similar charges. Two of Kelly's associates are co-defendants. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced a shakeup of the organization. Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the CDC fell short responding to the coronavirus and needs to become more nimble. She calls this a CDC initiative and was not directed by the White House. During the pandemic, there was frustration, especially among Republicans in Congress, like Texas's Chip Roy, over CDC guidance.
The vaccines work or they don't work. Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The changes include restructuring the CDC communications office and further revamping websites to make the agency's guidance for the public more clear and easier to find. It has long been criticized for focusing on collection and analysis of data, but not acting quickly against new health threats. Walensky says this will not simply be moving boxes on the organization chart. Two former judges in Pennsylvania who orchestrated a scheme to send children to for-profit jails in exchange for kickbacks are being ordered to pay more than $200 million to people who were victimized. Bank of America says revenue it gets from overdrafts dropped 90% from a year ago after the bank reduced overdraft fees to $10 and eliminated fees for bounced checks. NASA is a step closer to the countdown of its historic launch of a mission around the moon.
The 322-foot Artemis rocket is now on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, getting ready for an August 29th liftoff. Astronauts won't be inside. Instead, test dummies will, but Thomas Berger with German Aerospace Center says these are human-like anthropomorphic phantoms.
Human bones, human lung tissue, human brain tissue. So in principle, the phantoms are tissue equivalent in this sense. So that means if you have radiation passing through the phantoms, the interaction of these radiations are similar to the interaction of radiation passing through a human body.
The capsule will fly around the moon for a distant orbit for a couple of weeks before heading back for a splashdown in the Pacific. The goal of Artemis is to once again send people to the moon. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planned Parenthood plans to spend a record $50 million in November's midterm elections. The nation's leading reproductive health care provider and abortion rights advocacy organization is pouring money into contests where access to abortion will be on the ballot. The effort comes months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark case that created a constitutional right to have an abortion. It also breaks the group's previous $45 million spending record set in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
Shares of Target stock fell 2% in pre-market trading. Target is reporting solid sales for the fiscal second quarter, but its profits plunged nearly 90% after it was forced to slash prices to clear unwanted inventory of clothing, home goods, and other discretionary items. In early June, Target warned that it was canceling orders from suppliers and aggressively cutting prices because of a pronounced spending shift by Americans. Retailers were blindsided by the lightning-fast switch from spending on goods for the home to dinners out, movies, and travel. Adding to that shift is surging inflation. I'm Donna Water.
American Airlines has agreed to buy up to 20 supersonic jets. American put down a non-refundable deposit from a company called Boom Supersonic on the planes that are still on the drawing board. United Airlines has a similar deal to buy 15 jets. It has been nearly 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight. The Concorde failed to catch on because of the high cost, both for passengers and airlines. The CEO of Boom Supersonic, Blake Scholl, insists his company's planes will be different when it debuts in 2029, with tickets costing about $4,000 to $5,000 to fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. Boom says its planes will have a top speed 1.7 times the speed of sound, about 1,300 miles per hour. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.